All right, this one is near and dear to my heart. Mastering your finances, five lessons learned from Tony Robbins' Money Master the Game. Money can be a challenging topic for many people. It's easy to feel overwhelmed or confused when it comes to managing your finances, investing, and planning for the future. That's where Tony Robbins' book, Money Master the Game, comes in. In his book, you know, Robin shares his insights and advice on how to take control of your financial life and achieve your goals. Here are the top five lessons I learned from Money Master the Game. Lesson one, start with a plan. The first lesson I learned from Money Master the Game is the importance of having a plan. Robin stresses that you need to have a clear understanding of your goals and the steps you need to take to achieve them. This means setting realistic targets, creating a budget, and developing a savings plan. By having a plan in place, you can start to make progress towards your financial goals and gain control over your finances. Lesson two, be mindful of fees. Now, another key lesson from the book is the impact that fees can have on your investments. Robbins explains that fees can eat into your returns and have a significant impact on your long-term results. He advises investors to be mindful of fees associated with their investments and to seek out low-cost options whenever possible. By doing so, you can maximize your returns and keep more of your money working for you. And then lesson number three is diversify your investments. Diversification is another important lesson from Money Master the Game. Robbins emphasizes the need to spread your investments across a variety of asset classes, including stocks, bonds, and real estate. By diversifying your investments, you can reduce your risk and potentially achieve better long-term results. Robbins also recommends looking for investments that provide passive income, such as rental properties or dividend-paying stocks. In lesson number four, control your emotions. It's tough to relax, I get it. But when it comes to investing, emotions can often get in the way. Fear, greed, panic can all lead to poor investment decisions and ultimately hurt your returns. Robbins stresses the importance of controlling your emotions and maintaining a long-term perspective. He recommends developing a disciplined approach to investing and sticking to your plan even when the market is volatile. And then lesson five is really just give back. This is one of my favorite lessons from Tony's book. The final lesson I learned from Money Master the Game is the importance of giving back. Robbins is a strong advocate of philanthropy and believes that giving back is essential for achieving true fulfillment in life. He recommends setting aside a portion of your wealth to support charitable causes and using your financial resources to make a positive impact on the world. In conclusion, Money Master the Game is a powerful resource for anyone looking to take control of their finances and achieve their goals. By following the lessons outlined in this book, you can develop a plan. Be mindful of fees, by the way. Diversify your investments, control your emotions, and give back to others. By taking these steps, you can build a strong financial foundation and achieve greater success and fulfillment in life. I believe it. And it is one of the greatest, I'm speaking off the cuff now, off the script. It is one of the greatest freaking books I've ever read, and I love it. I couldn't put the book down. It's about 750 pages, but it's one of the most worthwhile books one could ever read. I firmly believe it's one of those books that actually got me on the right path to becoming a more obsessed long-term investor. It's critical, man. I think when you have so many people who contributed to the success of that book, because it wasn't just Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins interviewed all these investors. Tony Robbins took the time. He is the core reason the book exists. But there's a lot of people to thank, too. And I want to thank Robbins, man. Thank you, Tony Robbins. He's one of my idols. He's one of my guys. And he's taught me so much. He really has. So anyway, I hope you guys found a lot of joy from this and got a little bit more from it. You know, I'm hoping that you guys learned a few things too, but, I'm out of breath. I've actually recorded. It's funny, as I've actually pre-recorded all my videos. This is actually like the 17th pre-recorded video of the night. I think this is my last one. I think it's the last one I could pull off right now. But thank you guys, and have an incredible rest of the night. Hee hee. Bye.